This summer, you know him from helping you park your cars! Brian Edwards, parking attendant!
Okay, you're clear. Pull it back. Yeah, back. No, you got plenty of room.
Live on tour this summer across the USA!
Brian Edwards!
No, plenty of room. Plenty of room. Edwards. Pull it back. Now cut the wheel.
See him do all his famous moves.
Okay, put it in neutral. I'm gonna push.
Hear all the famous lines that made him a parking celebrity.
Okay, now you want to leave a note. You want to leave a note on his windshield.
Catch him at classic venues like Wildwood, New Jersey.
Yeah, the sign says you're good until 6. Every Monday and Tuesday, it's alternate side park. Yeah, you're fine. It's a Sunday. You're fine.
Don't miss his once-in-a-lifetime performance in the parking lot of Caesar's Palace.
A full turn. And now a half turn the other way.
Brian Edwards, parking attendant, live this summer. Tickets now on sale at your local McDonald's parking lot.
Okay, now pull forward.
Don't miss it.
www.HollywoodGyros.com. It's Hollywood Gyros with Joe in the Jungle. Episode 2. It's raining in California.
When we last left our heroes, they bought a monkey, rendering them helpless to the monkey's rage with a shotgun. After flying to the garage with a jetpack, Andrew Kramer died, and they attended his funeral.
No!
The first one died by flying his jetpack into a garage, and the second one by banana.
No!
Now they're headed back on the 405 in a monster truck they got at the Pomona Monster Truck Rally.
God damn 405. Move!
Why'd you have to leave me, Andrew Kramer? Why did you have to leave me?
I don't even know you.
I have nobody to...
Why don't you move your fat ass? Move your ass!
Monkey suit I bought it wrong.
How did you catch up to me? The cemetery's 15 miles away.
The internet. Listen, Brian, there's a storm brewing. Turn on the damn radio and listen.
Now, your local weather report.
Breaking news flash in Los Angeles. 1 inch of rain is reported along the Los Angeles metro area. Shelter your homes, board up your windows. It's a disaster of the century. 1 inch of rain.
Oh my God, here comes the rain.
Holy crap.
What are we going to do, Joe?
Wake up,
what are we going to do?
Wake up. You're a monster truck. Drive over these idiots.
With Steve Stevenson Chevrolet. If you got cash, we got cars. We are slashing our prices this weekend, people. So come one and come all. Don't even try to pay me in a check.
You got cash, we got cars at Steve Stevenson Chevrolet.
For the next 72 hours and counting, I am giving my cars away for 50% off. But I need you to bring that cash, folks.
Steve Stevenson Chevrolet.
Let me ask you something. What if you were in a case scenario where you needed to sell all of your cars in one weekend or else your family would be dead?
Chevrolet!
bring the wife and kids this weekend. Unfortunately, I can't bring my wife or my kids.
Chevrolet! If you got cash, we got cars at Steve Stevenson Chevrolet. Steve Stevenson Chevrolet. Steve Stevenson Chevrolet. It's Steve Stevenson Chevrolet.
Welcome back to the seventh inning stretch here at Duntire Pilot Coca-Cola North AmeriCare Field as the Buffalo Baseball Bisons take on the Rochester Red Wings.
When you talk about rivalries between the Red Wings and the Bisons, it just brings to mind the brutal blood between teams like the Chattanooga Lookouts and the Richmond Flying Squirrels.
All right, you are, Duth. And as we take a look, oh, hold on a second, we have an announcement in center field.
All right, Buffalo Baseball Bison fans, you'll direct your attention to center field. Tad Sevashinsky has a very important question for his longtime girlfriend, Sarah Pendergast.
Sarah Joshi Pendergast, will you marry me?
Okay, so there is the second marriage proposal of today's game as Sevashinsky gets down on one knee. He's using the classic stance right now.
Yeah, Plip, I gotta say, it looks like he's more begging for mercy in this one.
He's 0-2 in his career with marriage proposals. Of course, you gotta go back to 89 when he proposed to Jennifer Lawrence.
He's had a poor season. I mean, he went to the Olive Garden the last week with her. I mean, poor performances all year long.
Pendergast, you gotta take into account she's stone-faced through this entire insinuation. Sevashinsky seems to be saying a lot more than he should during this proposal, and oh! A Star Wars Blu-ray novelty cup to the side of the head. Pendergast really gave it to him there. She does not look happy.
Yeah, I gotta tell you, Blip, that looks like a no to me. I mean, we could have all seen that one coming.
I think you can all safely assume that the rejection has been issued by Pendergast to Sevashinsky. The crowd doesn't seem to be too sympathetic to Sevashinsky as they start throwing their Star Wars Blu-ray novelty cups all over Sevashinsky in shame.
This is just a shame, Blip. This is a shame.
Hear that bison thunder, feel that bison beat. Buffalo baseball bison stampede, stampede, stampede.
As 1 inch of rain terrorizes the entire Southern California metro area, Joe and Brian, in their monster truck, trample car after car on the 405.
Got it, Brian! I'm gonna turn the radio station to some cool music!
You gotta get me some driving, dude, and fast!
You remind me who
I'm a bison in the dead, in the bed, with a man. It's a gay new world, it's a gay new world, it's a gay new world. DJ, turn it up. DJ, turn it up.
This guy. Mark, what we're looking at right here is bumper to bumper on the 405 freeway from the Pacific Palisades all the way down to LAX at least. And wait a minute! A monster truck! Am I seeing this? There's a monster truck trampling cars on the 405 freeway, followed by a barrage of police cars and a helicopter!
Oh my god, it's like no one in this city can drive!
Put on your directional! Put on your directional! I can't think of anything. Everything's red.
Here come the cops again.
Well, say something to him, Joe. Say something.
Yeah, what are you going to do, cops?
Open fire.
That didn't work.
No,
it didn't work.
chopper's firing at us from above!
Oh my god!
Oh, damn it!
Look! That helicopter's crashing from all this intense rain!
I'm going down! Chopper 11!
Take that, you corporate pig bastards!
And now, back to the Rush Limbaugh Show.
Hello, fellow AM listeners. Welcome to Acoustic Sessions with Bob. We would like to thank AM 580, formerly New York Sports Talk Radio, for giving us this blessed opportunity to bring you soft acoustic hits. Today, we're going to be discussing the beauty of the A flat minor augmented seventh chord, or as you guitarists know it as, the woodblock. little inside joke there. But first, we have a hot call board right now. It's hot. Let's take a few of these callers. Caller one, you're on the line.
I gotta tell you, soft tunes, good times, makes this guy Tom really happy. I love being gay, and thank you so much for making me proud of being a San Franciscan. Thank you, Bob.
Well, thank you, caller. That was very sweet of you. We are full supporters of San Francisco, and thanks again for checking out our cool tunes. Caller two, you're on the line.
Yeah, how's it going, buddy? Bob, funny words. Sucks really bad. And that's our team right now, Bob. We got a coach that's in denial. We got players that suck. Bob, I'm straight up thinking that I gotta go back to 1987 and bring back you-know-who. And you know I don't want to bring back you-know-who.
Thank you, caller. I would like to remind our listeners, this is no longer a New York sports talk radio show, and also to keep in mind that families might be listening. Our next caller here from New Hyde Park, caller, you're on the line.
Yeah, hey, Bob, second time, first time. You know, I just want to talk about these damn Yankee fans. I'm sick and tired of hearing them calling up and always talking, oh, Carlos Beltran was the biggest mistake that the Mets ever made. You know what? Carlos Beltran was a class A bomb, and good riddance to him. I'm going to be lost in San Francisco. Don't bring that whole guy in average out in the playoffs. You just watch, Bob. Thanks for the call. Love the show.
Listeners, this is an acoustic rock show. No longer a sports radio show. I believe if you want sports talk radio, that has been moved to 612. Okay, let's take another caller. Caller, you're on the line.
Yeah, hey, Bob, I had a big fucking problem with all these coons and moody odds in baseball. You got these Jamals, you got these Crawfords. Why don't they get their own bathrooms and their own goddamn batting stances and go back to the goddamn streets of Alabama where they belong?
And that's all the time we have for today. Folks, thank you for calling. Please, this is an acoustic rock show now, no longer a New York sports talk radio show. And my name is Bob, and this has been Acoustic Sessions with Bob. Until next time, where we discuss the D7th Augmented series, my name is Bob, and thank you, and keep on strumming.
Listen, people, I'm serious, all right? I need this. Buy the cars. I just want to see my family. Wife, two kids. You gay? I'll suck your
dick.
I've got a puppy in my hand, gun to his head. If you motherfuckers don't come this weekend and buy all the cars off my lot, this little shit gets it.
You got cash. We got cars at Steve Stevenson Chevrolet. Steve Stevenson Chevrolet. Steve Stevenson Chevrolet. It's Steve Stevenson Chevrolet.
Please.
NASA base over there looks nice and cozy. I don't know how we're gonna get out from 405 show. There's an endless sea of cars that I'm trampling. Look, there's a shortcut through that crowded elementary school playground over there.
Oh man, when you're right, you're right. Here we go, sharp.
Oh! Avenger dodgeball game. I'm killing a teacher. There's the NASA base! We can make it!
The rocket's about to launch!
Drive through the door!
Okay, I'm busted through the gate!
Oh my god, we're trampling scientists!
Oh man! Oh, there goes the cure brains!
Run into the spaceship!
What?
Do it, you freaking idiot!
Oh god!
And now more of the Rush Limbaugh Show.
Hold the phone, a turn of events. Here comes the ex-boyfriend down the aisle, shouting out Sarah's name.
I gotta tell you, the crowd is going nuts for this newcomer, Blit. They're just going wild.
Savashinsky never had a chance in this proposal from the start.
At this point, Shavaminsky has a few deep cuts from the edges of those Star Wars cups.
The ex-boyfriend refusing to yield, and he seems to be telling Pendergast that he's going to marry her, whether she likes it or not.
Yeah, that ex-boyfriend is just pummeling Zavashinsky right now. He's just pummeling him.
Zavashinsky taking the beating of a lifetime here at Dumb Tire Pilot Coca-Cola North America Airfield.
Yeah, I gotta tell you, it's moments like this that really make you proud to be a baseball announcer.
Right on cue, here comes the father-in-law down the aisle. He's seven beers in. And now the father-in-law and the ex-boyfriend are going at it. Must have not been the best fishing outing when they got together last January. Here comes Buster Bison, the Buffalo Baseball Bison's mascot, pleading with the crowd for some kind of order and control.
I gotta say, the crowd is just tunneling all their anger towards the mascot right now. And now, if you look up there, Blip, now what's going on there? They seem to be dousing him with something.
Well, it appears that a fan is snuck in a tank of gasoline and has doused Buster Bison with it. Oh, and a match is struck right on Buster's face. He's in flames, running around the infield for his life. Whoa, Nelly, look over in left field. A slew of fans have poured over the left field bleachers and are now rolling the rain delay tarp down the field. Don't see a drop of rain in the stadium, but the blue tarp is out regardless, and the fans are running rampant with it all over the outfield.
Yeah, this is not going to end well, Blip. I can't see a positive outcome from this.
This fan of drunken misfits is headed right for Buster Bison. And oh, Buster Bison taken out by the rain tarp, and he is out of here. Buster Bison down for the count. They'll be looking for a new mascot this week, Duth.
I gotta say, I'm a big fan of the Charlotte Chimpanzee. I would really like to see them bring that mascot over here.
Well, that's about it here from the stadium. The game has been canceled. The Rochester Red Wings will take this one in classic Riot fashion.
I gotta say, I saw this coming.
Thank you for tuning in to live coverage of your Buffalo Baseball Bisons. As always, I am Plip McJimmy, and with me and my color man, Duth Plimpton. This broadcast has been brought to you by Mighty Taco.
Yeah, rest in peace, Buster.
Hear that bison thunder, feel that bison beat. Buffalo Baseball Bison, stampede, stampede, stampede.
Steve is a
Yeah, this is Sal Capote. Now Sal Capote Chevrolet. Steve Stevenson, if you're looking for him, he's no longer available. So you come down to the lot, you deal with me. I got cement shoes on all my prices, weighing them way down. So come one, come all, unless you're a fucking moulion.
If you got cash, we got cars and
Sal Capote
Chevrolet.
Sal Capote
Chevrolet!
Sal Capote!
Chevrolet!
Sal Capote!
Chevrolet!
We last left our heroes off when they crashed into a spaceship with their monster truck.
Joe, wake up! Wake up, Joe! We made it! Look! We're airborne! The rocket launched! We're headed to space, Joe!
And thank God the monster truck in collision made a perfect airlock. Go to the cockpit, dear donut.
Oh, yeah!
Oh, my God!
Andrew Kramer!
The third!
It's a miracle from someone! Thank you!
What is that, Andrew Kramer?
We
have to go perform on Cyclorg 7 in the Outer Rim Galaxy?
All right, Andrew Kramer III. Fire up those boosters. Let's head to Cyclorg 7.
To space! To space! I'm going to space! Rocket ship! Going to goddamn space!
Send Uranus, Jupiter, and Mercury!
Hubble telescope!
Look out the window!
Hubble telescope!
Dragus!
Monkey!
Little star of a planet!
Planet spaceship! Rocket ship! Rocket ship!
Rocket ship!
Planet spaceship!
Monkey says!
Steward!
That's not good idea!
Space references! Space references!
George! Lucas!
Hi guys, Bob here with Acoustic Sessions with Bob. We are proud to have in the studio today Joe and the Jungle as they present their song, How Long Shall We Dance?
Take a time. How long shall we dance? How long shall we sing?
Well, that music got a little heavy metal for my taste, but Joe in the Jungle, everyone. Let's give him a round of applause. Steve? Steve, can you clap? Joe in the Jungle.
Hank the Spank!
Okay, stop.
You wanna fuck me? Huh? Ah, you wanna fuck me? Fuck me? Fucking me? Or fuck you? Or fuck you?
Steve Stevenson Chevrolet!
Next week, on a very spatial Hollywood Gyros, Joe and Brian, lost in space. Brian Edwards gets kidnapped by the notorious human Cyclord, and Joe is the only one to come to his aid, wrestling to his final death. Brian,
I'm sick of telling you, for the 10th time, I have to work in the morning!
Next week, on a very intergalactic Hollywood Channels.
Shut up!
Join us next week for Hollywood Gyros in
Space! Space.
That's it! I quit the podcast!
Hollywood Gyros is brought to you by Steve Stevenson Chevrolet. Acoustic Sessions with Bob. The songs performed in today's episode were
Border Patrol,
How Long Shall We Dance,
with special thanks to Buffalo Baseball Bisons,
Hank the Spack.
This broadcast is also brought to you by Brian Edwards, parking attendant, coming to a parking lot near you, George Lucas.
Yeah.
Hollywood Gyros is produced by Brian Edwards and Joe Riley. Recorded in Hollywood, USA.